Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. That song's called Time is Tight. Pretty good song. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. He is a political operative and communications expert, focusing heavily on helping people get their message out. Over the years, he's done this with a number of organizations. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Mullings.com is the website, folks. His twice-weekly cyber column, you're going to want to know what he's up to. If you're a Democrat and if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks. Rich, we talked about Obama's response to Snowden, the revelations by Snowden that the U.S. was snooping on other countries, the leaders of other countries, and so now it appears we're giving away ICANN for that reason. Is there anything that Congress can do to stop this?
Very, very difficult, because anything that Congress could do would require the approval by the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, which would not happen before November.
Right.
But even assuming Republicans take control of the Senate in November, which is looking more likely, they'd have to pass a bill that then goes to the president for his signature, and I can't imagine that the president would do a 180-degree turn on this particular issue.
Are you hearing any uproar about this on Capitol Hill? I mean,
absolutely. In the House Commerce and Energy Committee, they're furious about it, and Republicans will introduce legislation. But it won't go anywhere because nothing goes anywhere. They can't.
So you're saying before that right now there's nothing that anybody can do about the Obama administration giving away this critical national asset.
Yes, that's correct. Other than the president reversing course.
Yeah, which is not going to happen. All right, yeah,
which
folks,
isn't going to happen.
There you go. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, I mean it's very frustrating when
it's.
Yeah. I mean, and I agree with you with the fact that this has far, far, far reaching, repercussions that we can't even consider today. But when we look back at this 10 or 12 years down the road, we're going to say that was when this all started happening.
To the marketplace, folks, this would be the same. It's just the same thing to the marketplace as if the UN said, okay, we're going to now control oxygen to all countries.
Mm-hmm. And for small businesses that rely so heavily on the internet to expand their markets or expand their ability to purchase raw materials, imagine having to pay for every message that goes into Indonesia
or even worse,
that you've used for years.
Even worse, what if you get blocked? What if you're not even allowed to go there?
That's right. If the UN gets mad at the U.S., they could block. I mean, this isn't likely, but it's possible.
This is, folks, I'll tell you something, Rich. Obamacare could be repealed and reversed and turned around in 5 years. This may be the most horrendous part of President Obama's legacy, what we're talking about right now.
Even more than
Obamacare.
Yeah, once it happens, you can never wrest it back. Once you put something like this into the hands of the UN or whatever successor, group there may be, one country will never get it back.
See, Obamacare, folks, is inside our four walls. The internet is global, and what Rich just said is right. Rich, there's another thing going on. The Pollard situation is a response to the Snowden revelation.
Tell
the audience what we're talking about.
Pollard is an American who spied on behalf of Israel for years, and got caught. I think he was a Navy guy. Got caught and thrown into jail and sentenced to life imprisonment. And for years, the Israelis have tried to have him released in some sort of. They don't have any of our spies, so I don't know how you do a spy swap. But whatever it is, they've been looking for reasons to get him released and sent to Israel. And recently his name has come up, not so much in terms of Snowden, but in terms of trying to prod the Israelis into making concessions in dealing with the Palestinians to try to move that ahead.
But
and the U.S.
Quickly, 30 seconds, what's going to happen?
Oh, nothing. I don't think that that's.
Are they going to release him?
No, I don't think that's. I mean, that would be.
It's a stupid trade, right?
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing that can. Nothing that you can say, okay, he spied on behalf of an ally, and now we're going to release him? I don't think
Can every. If every small business owner contacted their member of Congress and about this ICANN situation, the internet situation, could there be enough pressure from the Democrat and Republican side to be brought to bear?
Oh, sure, if there's enough from the Democratic side and enough people that are running for re-election get up in arms.
All you Democrats, folks, you gotta talk to your members of Congress about this. Rich,
good. Thanks
for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Rich Gaydon, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Mullings.com. Don't forget to check out his website. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.